And it's time now for your comments. Many of the emails about this week's convention coverage concern Susan Stamberg's interview with John Kerry's wife. "Thank you for introducing me to Teresa Hines Kerry," writes Eric O'Dowd of Tucson. She writes, "I woke up to an interview with an actual human being. She's smart, articulate, unafraid, and unflinching when faced with a microphone." But Diane Caselli of Pittsford, New York writes, "I found the interview to be extremely offensive. There are many issues that would have been helpful in learning about Mrs. Kerry, such as her relationship with Senator Kerry or her philanthropic goals. Instead, the questions were about such matters as cookie recipes and harassment about how Mrs. Kerry reacts to people saying that she is not one of us." Liz McDaniel of Torrance, California adds, "Where is it appropriate to bring up xenophobic questions about not being one of us?" She continues, "Mrs. Kerry may not be savvy enough about American politics to know that the correct response is, 'I thought in America it didn't make any difference where you were born or what your accent was. Look at California's Governor Schwarzenegger.'" We interviewed voting expert Curtis Gans about why some Americans don't vote, and we got this email in response from Sharon Hupker of Roseville, California. She writes, "Why do so many abstain from voting? Lazy? Uneducated? No, no, no," she writes. "Not voting is a vote. Our ability to affect government at the federal level by voting is virtually nil." And we have a couple of corrections. In an obituary of Brian Smith, an Army lieutenant killed in Iraq, we incorrectly identified the city where he once practiced law. It is, in fact, Austin, Texas. And for those who heard us say that 32-year-old Lance Armstrong is the oldest cyclist to win the Tour de France, he's not. A 33-year-old cyclist from Holland won in 1980, and an Italian rider won the race in 1948 at the ripe age of 34. Several people sent emails similar to this one from Stuart Heiser of Ann Arbor, Michigan, who writes, "In her introduction to a story, Renee Montaigne used the word co-ed to describe female college students. This usage is sexist and has been considered archaic for years." And he adds, "The only medium I know of that still uses it is Playboy, which is hardly good company." Finally, we have this musical request from M. O'Donnell of Omaha, who heard Renee's interview about the many arrangements of Ravel's Bolero. "Interesting report," writes O'Donnell, "but have you ever heard this one?" M. O'Donnell reports that this is, quote, "a faux reggae arrangement by Frank Zappa, who was himself one of America's most important composers," end quote. Sorry we missed it the first time. We welcome your musical inspiration and your comments. You can send us an email to morning@npr.org.